Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Here's what we know 14 days out from the election. History tells us Republicans are going to lose the House. History also told us Donald Trump wouldn't be the president. Most Republicans would tell you today they believe they'll lose something like 28 seats, giving Democrats a narrow majority and ensuring an ugly few years of governing. There are still a few Republicans who have hope that they'll eke it out and hold a 220-seat majority. If Republicans keep the House, they have not really articulated what their agenda would be in the next Congress. It seems certain they will try to take another crack at passing their own health care bill, and they'd try to make some of the tax cuts they put in place permanent.
If Democrats take the House, expect the chamber will pass a lot of legislation that will get stopped dead in its tracks in the Senate. Expect that a new big class of Democrats is not going to want to work with the president on much, and expect oversight, lots of it. And get ready for the "Are the Democrats going to overreach?" narrative. If Democrats win, expect Nancy Pelosi to be the speaker. Pelosi's admission to the LA Times that she will be a, quote, transitional speaker caught a lot of attention on the Hill. Pelosi allies tell us that she's acknowledging she's a mere mortal, that's a quote from them, and cannot live forever. She isn't going to put out a timetable for how long she expects to stay atop House Democratic leadership. Putting an expiration date on your back erodes your leverage, they say.
Here's what Pelosi is saying. She's laying the groundwork for a big freshman class that she is ready to lead and will foster generational change as she works to bolster her support within the caucus. Pelosi is also sending a not-so-subtle message to House Minority Leader Steny Hoyer and Representative Jim Clyburn, the number three in House Democratic leadership, that they also need to be ready for generational change. Pelosi has adopted some of the transition language Hoyer and Clyburn used in interviews in recent months as a way to make clear she will lead the transition to the next generation of leaders, according to a source familiar with her thinking.
For the record, no one we could find on Capitol Hill has any idea about the tax cut Trump keeps talking about. The New York Times has a 30,000-foot look at how Trump and Republican candidates are escalating race and fear as election ploys. Ben Schreckinger and Matthew Choi posted a story with a Houston Dateline on how Trump last night at a Cruz rally hit on immigration as the reason to vote Republican. Trump also called himself a nationalist.
The New York Times also scooped that John Kelly and Corey Lewandowski got into an argument last February that turned into a physical altercation that Secret Service had to get involved in outside of the Oval Office. On the 2018 front, Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that Trump is looking to help Republicans in open seats. On Thursday, he's hosting a fundraiser for Jay Weber of New Jersey's 11th District, Ross Spano of Florida's 15th District, and Carol Miller of West Virginia's 3rd District. Trump has also recorded a robocall for Miller. Burgess Everett was in West Virginia for us. He is reporting that Republicans are taking a last swing at Senator Joe Manchin in the lead-up to the election, that it was unclear if Trump will return to the state.
Here's the latest on slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post is reporting that CIA Director Gina Haspel left for Turkey yesterday, where she's expected to review the information the Turks have. NBC News is reporting that Khashoggi met with the Crown Prince's brother, the Saudi ambassador to the United States, for a friendly meeting at the embassy months before he was killed. And Nancy Cook reports that Jared Kushner spoke out about the Saudi situation at a CNN event in New York. Kushner said the administration is in a fact-finding phase.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president will speak at the White House Leadership Day Conference for Alaska, California, and Hawaii officials at 2 p.m. at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. At 3 p.m., Trump will sign a water infrastructure bill in the Oval Office. At 6 p.m., the president will receive a briefing and have dinner with senior military officials. Vice President Mike Pence is convening a meeting of the Space Council today at 11:30 a.m. at the National War College. Cabinet secretaries and senior officials will meet about the creation of Trump's new branch of the military. Pence will also meet with Pastor Andrew Brunson and his wife, Noreen. And a reminder to sign up for the Playbook Election Challenge. Pick who will win the most hotly contested House, Senate, and gubernatorial races across the country. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.